Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. We're going to be talking about business. We're talking about business in the Fox Valley, in the state of Wisconsin, and around the world. For any business owners located in the Fox Valley region this morning, our guest is Josh Ducalo. He's the existing industry manager for the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. It's going to be an exciting program, so please stay tuned, and we invite you to call in with some questions for Josh this morning. But first, we'd like to tell you about SCORE. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony.
And we are SCORE mentors, and every week the SCORE chapter brings you this program, Biz Talk, to help you as entrepreneurs or those who are looking to start businesses maybe get some guidance to start and grow your business successfully. SCORE is a national organization with over 360 chapters around the country. In Appleton, we have the Fox City SCORE chapter located at the Chamber Building. We service an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 43 volunteer mentors who provide free counseling and mentoring services to business owners. Those expertises include marketing, IT, legal, accounting, strategic planning, banking, cash flow. If you have an issue with your business, we probably have someone who has some expertise to help you.
Yeah, and the best part of that, too, is that expertise is free.
It is free. And so if you want to learn more about the SCORE chapter, and if you'd like to sign up for a mentoring session, we invite you to go to our website at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org, and look at the website. On the website, you'll find a place where you can register for a mentoring session. When you fill that out, please be as specific as you can about the nature of your request so we can line up a mentor who is suited to help you with that request. Again, that was foxcities.score.org. In addition to the mentoring services that we offer, and as Randy mentioned, they are free. There's no cost and there's no limit to the number of sessions. But we don't do the work for you. We will walk you through the process and we'll encourage you and inspire you and help you and advise you. But we won't do the accounting for you. We won't do the paper for you, but we'll help you with it. But in addition to the mentoring, we have a number of training sessions, seminars, and do educational services. Randy, we're just wrapping one up, right?
Right. We're finishing up, coming up on Wednesday evening. We'll be finishing the last session of the Simple Steps program that we have. That's a 5-session program that we do. The last one is the one a lot of people are very interested in because it's, entitled, Where Do I Find the Money? And we'll be talking about some of those things today, hopefully with Josh as we go along too. But, that particular program, we'll be looking at traditional and non-traditional funding, and the program is going to be, as I said, on Wednesday evening. You can still register for it. Go on out to the website and register for that particular program. It is from 6 until 9 in the evening. It's held down at the chamber office, so you can stop in. And the price on that is $25. You can take care of that right on the registration as well. So that's going to be the last one of the Simple Steps program. We had very, very good attendance this last set with this program. And we have a number of businesses who look like we might be able to get some startups, some things moving. So it's really, really very excellent program.
And they also get to meet some mentors down there. Some of the SCORE mentors come down. And they network with each other.
We're going to have one of the speakers on Wednesday night is very well known. That'll be Tony Bush is going to be doing the, as a recovering banker, is going to be talking about a lot of the traditional forms of lending.
The pot of gold.
Right.
Where's that pot of gold?
Right. So we'll be working on that. The other program coming up in May I want to remind you about, and it's an area that everybody is concerned about, is the Affordable Health Care Act program. The program's going to be Affordable Health Care Today. And what we're going to do is look at where we're at as of May 6th.
It changes every day.
Yeah. So I can't tell you exactly what all is going to be involved, but it will be current. It will be timely. And it'll be important for small businesses. Even if you're under 50 employees, there are a lot of things in that thing that you need to know about.
Even individuals.
Individuals as well. So we're going to have 3 experts on that right now. One is very, very involved with the business side of the program that we're going to be working on. The other experts we have, one is very much on the individual insurance insurance side, and then we're going to have an accountant who will be able to talk to you about what it's gonna, how it's going to affect your bottom line.
Yep.
So it should be an excellent program. Like I said, that's going to be May the 6th from 8 o'clock in the morning until 11. And again, you can register on the website. It is up and working right now.
FoxCities.score.org. And our keynote speaker for that session is Linda Hines, who's coming in from Ellsworth, Wisconsin. Linda has a long history of working with small business owners and business owners. She's also very knowledgeable on the IRS regulations. She understands the healthcare law. She's even a consultant to several agencies in the federal government about this topic and helping them to understand this. And as Randy mentioned, this seminar is on May 6th, but the focus of it, to expand on what Randy said, is we want to give those who are attending an understanding so they can apply this to their business. We want to be able to have you go out and apply what you learn to your business.
And this one, the price tag on it is only going to be $15.
Right.
It's going to be held out at the Bordini Center, the Venture Center over at the Fox Valley Tech. Mm-hmm. So, again, check with us on the website.
Register early because I think what is seating in there, about 75
About 70, yeah. We're anticipating a pretty good-sized crowd.
Yep. So anything else going on?
A couple of other things just to mention. One is involved with another part of the chamber, and that is the Cultivate Business Growth series is going to be coming up. Reminder on that, it's going to be on March the 20th. If you haven't registered already, please do so. It includes, it's from 7:30 in the morning until 12:30, includes breakfast and a luncheon. The main speaker is Rona Gilbert, and she will be talking about the art of wow, driving extreme client loyalty. So
great.
What you need to do with that. Again, go out to the chamber. You can register for that at www.cultivateevent.com. So again, take a look at that one. And lastly, just part of our partnering that we do with the Better Business Bureau each week, we take a look and see what the newest, latest, and worst scams are right now. And once again, we've got a new one up. Just received information about this. Customers are receiving information online that they are to give their personal information to a Verizon wireless website. It looks like, acts like, as if it is the actual Verizon website. It is not. If you receive this and they ask you to register, they'll ask you to put in your personal data. This is what is called a phishing scam, where they're trying to get as much information, background information on you as they can to do take as far as your identity theft then. So, again, if you know you don't work with Verizon, or even if you do and you get this Verizon inquiry, click it off, get out of it instantaneously.
Just dump it in a trash barrel.
Yep, yep, for right
now.
You'd
never want to give your personal information on the web.
Yep.
Never a reason to do that.
And
none of these reputable companies will ask you for your personal information.
Yep. And if you have any questions about anything like that, again, give the people over at the Better Business Bureau a call.
Right.
They're there to help you, and they do a very, very good job locally.
I got an email this week inviting me to give some information on me because I was an heir to a massive estate that came out of Britain.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good.
Isn't that lucky?
Yeah, very congratulations.
I turned it all down.
Yeah. And I've had at least three or four different lotteries that I've won, and the amazing part of that is, of course, that I've never bothered to enter them.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing how lucky
that
you can get.
If
it gets too easy or it looks
too
good.
I'm going to follow you to the casino.
All right.
Well, we're going to take our first break here. First, we want to say thank you to our sponsors. We want to thank our sponsors for helping to bring the program to you each weekend. Those are Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPA Firm. Our friend Kurt Haling is pretty busy these days until about April 15, then he takes a nice break. Our friends at Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his staff, the Business Law Boutique Law Firm. Want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh for helping Randy and me build BizTalkWithScore.com. That's the website for BizTalk. And if you're interested, you can go out to BizTalkWithScore.com and listen to any archived radio programs going back about 3 years now. And we also want to say a special thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, for $20 a year, you really need to be. It can It contains a lot of good, relevant information in our business environment in East Central Wisconsin that could be very helpful to your business. So think of the business news, $20 a year. Well, thank you, sponsors. We'll be right back after the break. We'll be introducing Josh Ducalo, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Money, money, money. We're back here on Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY 1150 this morning. And in our studio with us is Josh Ducalo. Josh is the existing industry manager for the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Randy.
Morning.
Welcome to the program, Josh.
Thanks.
We're really
so much
glad you could join us this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your role, and what is the Fox Cities Regional Partnership all about?
Yeah, I am a Wisconsin native, and I've been a professional in the Fox Cities for about 7 years now. I've got a fundraising background, but a couple years ago I had a really great opportunity to join with a new organization being formed by the Fox Cities Chamber, and that came to be the Fox Cities Regional Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
We're an organization focused on economic development throughout Outagamie County, Calumet County, and the northern tier of Winnebago County. So that includes Nina and Menasha, what you'd traditionally think of as the Fox Cities.
Right.
But we're pushing those boundaries just a little bit to cover the entire county of Outagamie as well as Calumet. And there's actually quite a bit happening down in Calumet County. Maybe we can talk about some of that.
Yeah, but I heard some of the stories going on down there. So.
Yeah, so my role with the organization, as you said, my title's existing industry manager. That doesn't mean I'm just the industry manager for now. It means that I help existing businesses.
That's right.
So we're focused on a very specific type of business, what we call primary employers. Primary employer is one who's doing more than half of their business with customers outside of the Fox Cities region.
Okay.
And there's a really good reason why we focus on that sort of business, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a couple minutes. But the types of things that we offer are help with property search. We try to help businesses leverage financing, incentives that might be available at the local or state levels. We connect them with resources like the Fox Valley Technical College for training, workforce development boards for hiring. We really try to be the distribution point for a lot of resources in the area, including making referrals to SCORE.
Okay.
And we really work with businesses that have an acute need, a hurdle that they're facing, or an opportunity to grow. And we want to try to help that business owner find the resources that they need to grow without spending all their time doing it.
Okay. How long has the regional partnership been in existence?
Yeah, we started in the summer of 2012.
Okay.
Really, the official beginnings go back to the Garner Report. This is something your listeners may have heard about. This was released to the public in November of 2011. And this was really the comprehensive study that was done to determine how this region should tackle economic development.
Okay. Okay.
The many communities and cities and villages that are in our area, they all have staff that work on economic development in addition to zoning and planning,
right,
and some other things. So this was an attempt to bring a high-level professional approach to economic development. And just for some perspective, there's actually 5,000 organizations like this across the country.
Wow. So we're a lot of competition.
There's a lot of competition. Every one of those regions is looking for new businesses to bring to their area. And sometimes that means they're looking at businesses in our area.
Right.
And so my boss, Larry Burkhart, works on attracting businesses from outside the area into the Fox Cities. So I manage what we've got, and he's working on marketing the region and attracting new businesses here.
Well, one of the interesting things about your group is you actually make on-site visits.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. That's really the core function of my role, is to meet with business owners at their company and get a sense of what they're facing. We talk about trends. Are sales up or down? Is hiring up or down? What are they looking at in their business? And then we talk broadly about things like regulation, about workforce. Are they finding the people they need with the skills that are required? And we try to connect them with resources to help solve the problems that we unearth.
So your group is actually a well-connected resource for business owners who are looking for training for their employees, hiring more employees, financial assistance, international assistance, whatever it might be.
That's right. The various organizations throughout the state that provide help to businesses oftentimes don't get the word out. They don't have the resources to do
right.
that. We work in conjunction with them. So you mentioned international Export Assistance. WEDC, which is the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, they have a wealth of resources about exporting. They offer trade trips and technical assistance. And so we'll go in and talk to a business owner. If we find out that exporting is something they'd like to begin doing, we can connect them with resources to help them get that started efficiently and effectively.
Thanks, Josh. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue this conversation. It's going to be very good, so be sure to call in. We'll give you the numbers. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Working for a living, I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Good morning and welcome back to BizTalk. We're working for you this morning, and our guest this morning is Josh Ducalo, who's the existing industry manager for the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. And Josh gave us a great intro in the first segment. And we'd like to open this segment with that corner problem, the problem on the corner of your desk. Tell us about that, Josh.
Yeah, this is an analogy I use during some of our business visits. And the employer, the business owner, they want to know, well, what is it you can help me with? And, you know, quite often they're suspecting we are going to charge for our services. Our services, like SCORE, are free of charge. I'll talk a little bit about our investor structure in a minute. But this corner of the desk problem is what I try to use to get them thinking. And I say, you know that problem that has faced your business, and maybe it's been sitting on the corner of your desk for a week or a month or maybe a few months. It's this problem you don't even know where to start, how to solve it. That's the kind of problem that we want business owners to call us with. It might be about regulation. Maybe they've got to install a retaining pond on their property and they don't even know where to start.
Right.
Or it's a regulation that they've heard about. Maybe on the news they heard some regulation is coming and they think, this might actually affect my business, but I have no idea what to do about it. Those are the opportunities that we love to hear about because we can leverage the relationships and the resources we have to try to help.
And Randy, on May 6th, SCORE is going to be conducting a very helpful seminar on something, the regulation coming, and that is the Obama Health Care.
Right, the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yes,
and there's going to be a lot of things in that. And I'm sure, Josh, you get questions about that, too, from the small businesses in town.
It's interesting. My visits started in January of 2013, and at that time, almost every one of them included a conversation about benefits and the changing health care law. Most businesses I'm seeing now are along enough to the point where they're feeling pretty comfortable. They know at least what they have to do, but not everyone, and that's for sure.
Well, one of the things that we hear a lot about is the fact that you are a regional partnership, okay? You're not the only, quote, regional organization. Can you kind of tell us how you interplay with some of the other organizations that people have and how you can help them use them?
Sure. As I mentioned, we do work with our municipal partners. So these are the economic development folks at the local level, the city or village where you might conduct business. We also work closely with New North. That is the regional economic development organization that's been around for a few years now. They cover 18 counties that go from Fond du Lac all the way up the lakeshore into the North Woods. And we work with them to make sure that we're coordinated on the types of opportunities that are available, programs that are available, and also leveraging resources that come down from the state.
Okay.
And we work with the state as well. WEDC that I mentioned earlier,
That's the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
That's right. And they have incentives that are available to businesses. They have some loan programs that are available. And so what we try to do is be the local point of contact for our state partners so that when they're looking for a business that might need some help or they have this new Wisconsin Fast Forward worker training program, they're looking for people who would be interested in using those dollars, we can make the connection to the business and help them navigate the paperwork process and everything that goes with applying and using those funds.
Josh, tell us again, the Fox Cities Regional Partnership, which is your organization, it's a part of the chamber, and what is your primary market?
Yeah, we're a part of the Fox Cities Chamber, but we focus on primary employers, and these are companies that do more than half of their business outside of the Fox Cities region.
Tell us how that integrates with smaller businesses in the community, because the economy consists of all of those.
That's right, and primary employer does not mean big. It can be a small employer, a one-person software designer. If his customer is in California, that's a primary employer. And the reason we would focus on a business like that is because that software designer – is doing business with a company in California that's paying for his services.
We're bringing money.
That's right. So he's bringing money from California to the Fox Cities.
That's economics.
And if he can hire one more person because he gets a new customer, that person's wages is money coming from outside the region and being paid to support a family in the region. And then he's going to use that money to support the bakery shop, the retail store, the bank, all those other local businesses.
Okay. Well, Josh, now I've got a client, for instance, who is could be a client of yours. How do they get in contact with you? What should they do to get started with you?
Yeah. Our organization has a very well-developed and powerful website. And that is foxcitiesregionalpartnership.com. It's a nice long URL because we've got a nice long name. But that website is a great starting point. And from there, you'll find contact information that includes our phone number. And just for those with a pen at hand, it's 734-7101. They can call us there. We are actually housed within the offices of the Fox Cities Chamber. Mm-hmm. The Fox Cities Chamber ponied up the money to get this whole initiative started. And now we are actually funded by voluntary investment that comes from private companies as well as local government.
And they're listed on your website.
Right. That's right. That's right.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers quickly. If anyone listening has a question for you, Josh, please call us at 281-1150, 281-1150 here in Appleton. And if you're outside the Appleton market, 866-887-1150. Right. So if you have a question for Josh, give us a call this morning.
Yeah, one of the misunderstandings that people have is that you're not just part of the chamber. You're not just working for the Appleton immediacy, but that whole broader region. And trying to get that idea across, how have you been doing with that?
Yeah, it's not always easy. I think we're not the first to make this effort, that's for sure. And I think a lot of individuals and organizations have made progress building a regional identity around the notion of the Fox Cities.
Right.
And we are not trying to disrupt that or interrupt it. We want to build on that and continue to expand the boundaries of what it means to say the Fox Cities. And that really includes, for us, going down into Calumet County. Mm-hmm. And we worked with several employers in Calumet County who are growing and bringing new jobs to the region. And when I talk to those businesses, they are hiring people who live in Appleton, who live in Manitowoc, who live in Fond du Lac.
Right.
And all of these communities are benefiting when employers grow in Calumet County.
Yeah, I just attended the in-development program that was last week.
That's right.
And was just amazed at some of the stuff that's going on in Calumet County. People don't realize that there's a real resurgence, especially of industry, production industry.
Yeah, manufacturing is really booming down there. I'll just give one great example. If you ever buy those green propane cylinders to use for lanterns or grills, those are manufactured by a company called Worthington Cylinder.
Okay.
They always had a small presence, small is relative, but a presence in Chilton and another presence out in New York State. And they are actually consolidating both of those locations in Chilton.
Wow.
And that they're bringing 120 new jobs to that location in Chilton because they're closing down their operations in New York.
The cheeseheads won.
That's right.
The cheeseheads beat New York.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I'd like to mention ask you another question, Josh, on your website. You mentioned it's a great website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you described the property search tool and LBI. Tell us about that.
Sure. On the website, you'll find a GIS-enabled property search tool. So GIS is just Geographic Information System. That's the basic mapping and information use that goes with maps. So on our site, you can actually enter search parameters to find buildings for sale and land for sale. And so if you're looking for a new location, you want to start a business, but you need a warehouse or some office space, that tool will show you properties that are available for sale throughout the region.
Will it give a price range?
It gives price and it gives
square footage.
It will give you parameters,
utilities,
like ceiling heights, utilities, loading docks, anything you're looking for that you would find on a property listing sheet is going to be on the website.
And what's the name of that website again?
The website is foxcitiesregionalpartnership.com. And when you go to that homepage, we actually just this week added the search box for this property search right on the homepage. You used to have to click in to get to the tool. Now, right on the homepage in the upper right corner, you can enter the search parameters and you can look for things for sale, for lease, vacant property or developed property.
What a great tool.
And you can be very specific on square footage that you're looking at mm-hmm. and price ranges. And when you find those properties, there's a wealth of information built into the tool that will tell you about suppliers that are close to you and employers in your area or other businesses that employ, as well as employees, people okay. who you could hire.
So you're going to get a whole ton of demographic information mm-hmm. that's very critical to helping you make a decision.
Yeah.
And you're getting all this at first blush on the website.
That's right. You don't have to talk to anybody. You could be doing this in your pajamas at midnight.
Wow.
And
search. What a great tool.
The other piece there that you mentioned is LBI. There's a tool that's built into the property search function called SizeUp LBI. And there LBI stands for Local Business Intelligence. This is a tool really geared towards our existing employers. So if you're running a business in the Fox Cities, you can go and you can enter some basic information about your revenue, your employees, different things like this, and you can benchmark your business against other businesses in your industry in this area. You can see where you stack up on the cost of benefits, on your overhead.
It's like an RMA standard. Revenues, the common sizing, the P&L.
Yep.
My employee cost is 30%. How does my industry compare?
That's right. And you can look and see suppliers that are in the area. There's heat mapping showing where new businesses like this are opening up and closing down. It's really a great way to inform the projections you're going to make about the growth that might be possible in the future.
Lenders are looking for projections.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And so there's, and again, all of this information is available free through this property search tool on our website.
Does this use the NAICS number at all?
It does. Okay. NAICS codes are a big part of it. SIC codes are mm-hmm. also a part. This is just another classification tool that's used in describing workers.
And just for the sake of the benefit of the listening audience, NAICS is North American Industrial Classification System. Industrial classification, it includes Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. It kind of replaced the SIC codes. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know what your NAICS number is, you can Google NAICS, and you can find your industry and get your six-digit number there.
That's right.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, with that conversation, that's really a cool tool, Josh. But tell us about the revolving loan fund.
Sure.
I think you interface with them too, don't you?
That's right. We are working with Outagamie County, mm-hmm. and there's actually a couple tools, and I'll try to keep this as clear as possible. There's an existing county revolving loan fund that's available.
This is Outagamie County?
I'll talk about the one that's available in every county
okay.
in the state. This is federal money that comes in
yep.
to fund a revolving loan pool. Businesses can apply to use this money for working capital, for capital investments, and for hiring. These dollars come with some strings,
yep.
and that's because it comes through the federal government,
right.
and they want to promote certain goals like low and moderate income,
job creation,
yep. things like that. So those funds exist, and that's been available for several years. There's a new fund that was created just in Outagamie County, and this one is a lot simpler. It's not quite as big, but it's available to any business that is growing in Outagamie County. And there's $300,000 that were set aside by the county board.
And these funds are not federal money.
That's right. This is local dollars.
Right.
And they're available to businesses in Outagamie County who want to grow, invest, or hire people.
And we can make, Outagamie County can make decisions without having to follow the strings of the federal government with this fund.
That's right. We help them develop the application form. The application for this money is 2 pages long.
Wow, that's a whole lot better because I've seen the old one.
Yeah.
When you're talking about this now, what size loans are we talking mm-hmm. about for people?
So each loan is available up to $70,000
okay.
with a minimum of $10,000, but it can only be 25% of the project that you're hoping to fund.
Okay.
So if you've got a $100,000 investment you're making in your business, you could get up to $25,000 from this pool.
Okay.
If you're doing $1 million investment, you could get up to $70,000
okay,
because
right.
that's the maximum.
Okay, and this is called basically gap funding is what you're looking at yeah. for those of you know, as you're talking to your banker.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that you have to have once in a while to help fill in that gap between
right.
what you have and what the banker's going to give you.
Yeah, that's right. And business owners who hear about this, talk to your banker and help them understand, would this be a good option for my business? It's called the Prosperity Loan Fund, and we are advertising it to business bankers so that when they get a loan request,
right.
they know of this gap financing, and they can more likely say yes because they know there's this other option out there.
one of the things under the old plan was a dollar for dollar matching. Is that in this one where, in other words, if I was going to receive $25,000, I have to have personally $25,000 invested in the program as well?
There is no explicit matching requirement required on these funds.
It is job creation, though. I think it's set up for so many thousands of dollars for each job you're creating.
This new fund does not have any requirement on job creation. So if you want to use this for working capital, you can do that. Again, it's only 25% of what you need because they do not want to compete with private lenders.
Right.
And they also rely on the underwriting and the verification of those lenders to say this is a risk worth taking. But sometimes they need a partner.
This kind of funding, I've had experience with these kinds of funds in my banking career, and they're just outstanding sources to help the really passionate, informed business owner get off the ground, get going, because they don't have enough equity to put in the project. Mm-hmm. But it's also good for existing companies that are going to be expanding or adding some more production capacity or a new location. It's not just for the startup. It's for any existing company as well.
That's right. And the interest rate is prime, and that is
3.25% right now.
Right. And it is steady. It is does not move.
So it's fixed.
It's fixed rate. The term of the loan is anywhere from 3 to 7 years.
Yep.
And that interest rate is locked in for that life of that loan.
And what's nice about that in the financing structure is the revolving loan fund takes a lien position behind the bank. Now, the individual still has to guarantee this loan.
That's right.
And so if the business fails, then we would turn to the guarantor to help pay the loan back. But the neat thing is it's a revolving loan fund, so as they pay the money back, it comes back into the fund with that interest rate. And when they pay that back, it creates more income for us to lend out more money.
That's right. So the idea is it started with $300,000.
Absolutely.
Over time, it will grow. And honestly, I think the best thing we could do is get all of that money lent out to businesses who can use it. And that would be a great signal to the county to invest additional monies
absolutely
when that is available.
Yeah, because one of the other problems, too, that people have is trying to find a smaller dollar amount. You go to the banker, you're talking less than $200,000, $250,000. You're not going to meet with a whole lot of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Here you're talking under $70,000 to help you really fill in that gap. So it's a fantastic availability.
And the program works well with the SBA guaranteed loan programs
that
the bankers can use as well. Well, we're coming up on our last break. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll finish our conversation with Josh Ducalo, who is the existing industry manager at Fox Cities Regional Partnership here in the Fox Cities. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to the final segment of Biz Talk this morning. If you have any questions for Josh Ducalo, please give us a call. We have some time to take a couple calls. You can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150, or outside Appleton at 866-887-1150. Josh, this has been a really informative program, and we really appreciate your coming in to talk to us about the regional partnership and its interrelationship with all the other things going on. Do you have some success stories, some illustrations of what you've done and what you'd like to do?
Yeah. Recently, listeners may have seen on the news reports about Polyflex coming, and that's a new business that's going to be locating in the Kaukauna Industrial Park. They're an injection blow molder. They make plastic components that go into things like dumpsters, bring in 60 new jobs to the area, and that was a relationship we were involved in right from the start. We worked with our partners in Kaukauna. They had gotten interest from Polyflex, and we really helped them navigate things like incentives and property search to find the right place. But this is one of those wins that really helps us showcase how we can serve the area. So that was an attraction win. Some of the work that I've been doing with local employers has also led to some interesting victories. There's a manufacturing equipment manufacturer, actually, down in Calumet County, and they had some really aggressive plans for growth. The president of the company said his dream was to become a premier employer in the area. And this was actually released to the public, so I'll tell you, the company's called Ameriquip, and they're located in Keel, which is the absolute southeast corner of our service area. But they are going to be expanding quite a bit. And what we did really is sort of helped quarterback for them. They knew what they wanted to accomplish, but they didn't know who they needed to have involved to get it done.
What do they do? What does Ameriquip do?
So Ameriquip, they will make components that go into tractors for John Deere.
Wow.
Or other types of equipment like that.
Yeah, heavy-duty lawn mowing equipment for the county or city, lawnmowers, all the big stuff that you see. Yeah.
And so companies like John Deere are international sales people.
Right.
So this is going to – that's example, again, of a big guy producing employment here in the Fox Cities area.
Yeah, that's right. So we really helped them get the right state people involved, the right local people, the folks from the village. They talked about a TIF district. We leveraged some state incentives, made sure that the there was a dry creek bed along the backside of their property, so we made sure they were coordinating with DNR on getting approvals for expanding and disrupting that area. So all those little things that go into growth. You know, the president of the company, he's not an expert on DNR regulations or creation of a TIF district. And so we really helped to quarterback some of that.
Now, I want to emphasize, what did this cost Ameriquip to have you come in and do this?
Right. Our services to Ameriquip and any other employer in this area are free of charge.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
And that's
just truly amazing.
It's one of the things that we always talk about is there are so many resources to small business that we need to be aware of, and this is one of the primary areas, is to be able to provide you with all of that expertise that you don't have time to learn. I mean, it just is impossible to do it yourself.
Josh, how do folks reach you?
Yeah, the best way to reach me personally is at my email, which is josh@foxcitiesregionalpartnership.com.
J-O-S-H,
at
foxcitiesregionalpartnership.com.
Yep. That's our website, foxcitiesregionalpartnership.com, lists all our contact info, but they can call us on the phone as well, and that's 920-734-7101.
And we ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a pearl of wisdom or two.
Yeah, my pearl of wisdom actually refers back to something Randy mentioned earlier, which is the Cultivate Business Growth series that's going on. I've attended both that have happened so far, and this third one coming up on March 20th, I'm actually going to be one of the breakout speakers.
Great.
I'll be sharing some of the insights I've gained from the business visits that I've done, and I'm focusing specifically on how to bring your corporate values to life in your everyday business. So how you've got corporate values, you know, you're driven and you're led by your values. How do you make those values come to life in your day-to-day business operations? That's what I'll be talking about. And Cultivate is really valuable to anybody at any level running a business because there's just so much you can learn from other experts in the area.
And if you want to, it's at cultivateevent.com is how you register for that one. And so, yeah, it should be an excellent program. I've been in a number of them as well.
When is it? Where is it?
It'll be on the 20th. Of March, and it's going to be held at
the Riverwalk Holiday Inn
in
Nina.
Yep.
Oh yeah, right downtown Nina.
That's downtown right. Nina.
7:30 a.m. The big start with our keynote speaker, breakout sessions, and then a networking lunch to wrap it up. And it's just a fantastic day. There'll be 150, 200 people there for you to learn from and connect with.
Well, I think we've got a lot to be grateful for the Fox Cities Regional Partnership, Randy. And I think that they're very fortunate to have Josh Ducolo. His personality is really conducive to this. He's enthusiastic and he's very outgoing. He's a can-do guy.
I appreciate
that.
And
I really mean that because we need people with those types of personality traits in positions like this because you're getting the results, Josh. Good job.
Thank you so much, and I really do appreciate the support of SCORE.
Yep. We got a few seconds, Randy. What's coming up Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, I don't want to plug your situation, but Tony Bush is going to be our
SCORE thing.
Programmer for the SCORE final series of the Simple Steps program, and its basic topic is how do I find the money?
Yep, it's a good wrap-up to what Mary Lou did last week, and it's the fifth in a series a chapter puts together. We run these about every 3-4 times a year. We want to thank you for tuning in this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.